You guys are in for a treat. So Jesper and I decided to do the 12 days of Christmas. So this is one of those episodes. I hope you enjoy it. Just an FYI, these were not edited in any fashion. They have the original audio, all the gross stuff in them. And when I say gross, I mean, you know, the clicks and the static and all that stuff. So I hope you can listen to them. We're going to try episode one, and then when Jesper joins the show, and then just a bunch of different odd and end episodes that we really enjoyed recording over the time. You may hear different voices from different people that used to be on the show and et cetera, et cetera. All right, guys, enjoy the 12 days of the Gig Economy / GR Rideshare Adventure Podcast. Peace. Welcome to the first episode of the GR Rideshare Adventure Podcast. My name is Jason. I'm one of the drivers in the group. There's two other guys. Currently, I'm the only one in here recording the podcast. Basically, this is going to be kind of a free-form podcast. No really plan with it. I'm not going to edit it. I might add some music and stuff, but I'm not really gonna, you know, worried about if I screw something up because I'm just a dude, not a professional broadcaster or podcaster. So what this podcast is about, it's gonna be for drivers and passengers. Couple of the definitions, or at least one, you might hear me say the word PAX. That's kind of Uber slang for passengers. So not a derogatory thing, that's just short for, PAX is short for passengers. So I'm going to kind of make this a fun, educational kind of podcast about different things going around in the Grand Rapids area. Some of it might be education for drivers. Some of it might be education for passengers. By no means are we experts in ride sharing. A little history about me. I've been doing it for about 2 years, actually over 2 years with Uber and about a year and a half with Lyft. Started driving for Lyft when they came here in July of 16. Yeah. So got about 2,500 rides under my belt and only one puker. So that's really good odds. I drive part-time. I do have a full-time job, so it's kind of a weekend warrior kind of thing. And I do drive during the week sometimes, but typically it's Friday and Saturday night where the money is at. This episode, what we're going to talk about, this is more of a driver-focused podcast, is parking. Most cities, including Grand Rapids, were not set up for all the rideshare drivers that there are now. And I don't know the number in Grand Rapids. I would say 2,000, I would guess. I know the Facebook group that I'm a part of has about 500 drivers, and maybe 100 of them talk on there. So it's hard to tell, but I would guess about 2,000. So the city's saturated with drivers. One of the main areas that we have problems with is at the Bob, the big old building. For those of you not familiar with Grand Rapids, it's a three or four story building with restaurants, comedy clubs, whatnot, on different levels. But the main entrance of the Bob has, it's a four lane road, but there's no loading zone there. And why this discussion has come up is the Grand Rapids Police Department started to ticket Uber drivers. Now, we did have one of our drivers reach out to one of the sergeants, said the tickets haven't increased or decreased. They've been consistent the last 3 or 4 months. But someone must have brought it to the news, because the news did a story on Uber drivers getting tickets. The ticket, I believe, is $118. And basically what's happening, they're going to pick up their packs in front of the Bob, and they throw their hazard on. Well, they're literally blocking a lane of traffic. I have done it myself. I am guilty of it. Lately, I've been asking my passengers to go to the hotel across the street. I do have somewhat of a problem with that. just due to the fact that chances are they're intoxicated. Monroe is a busy street, and we're asking them to cross four lanes of traffic. Now, I don't want to get a ticket. I'm sorry you have to cross four lanes of traffic, but I'm not going to get a ticket. One of the other drivers reached out to the Bob and they said that there is a loading zone way on the other side of the building, which is probably doable, but it's not, it's a block of a hike or block to walk a block to get there. I mean, it's not the end of the world. But, as being an Uber driver, we try to provide the best customer service, at least I do, to the passengers, and making them walk a block for me to pick them up stinks. But I do understand you can't block a lane of traffic on Monroe. It's busy, it's dangerous. And that's not the only bar that has trouble. The Woods is an issue, the intersection, the Tin Can. So what do we do about that? I mean, doesn't matter how many drivers we talk to, there's always going to be ones that just pick up there. I've decided I'm not going to pick up on Monroe anymore. I just can't do it. I don't want to get a ticket, and I don't want to tick the police off, and I just want to, have a good relationship all the way around. So that is about parking and loading zone issues. Well, I think Uber drivers, not only is it because the volume of drivers are getting attention, I have seen some terrible Uber drivers double parking. If there's a bar called Stella's and it's a skinny road, and they'll park right in the middle of the road with their hazards on, and you can't get around. You guys, you can't do that. If there's no space, then you're gonna have to drive around and try again. You just can't park in the middle of the road with your hazards on. I mean, my goal is to, when I see that happening, I'm going to try to politely ask the Uber driver to please not do that. Obviously, I can't, do it for everyone, and even with me posting on the Facebook page, it only reaches a certain amount of people. Another thing I would, let the drivers know is just be polite to the police as well. If they do ask you to move, just move. If you do get a ticket, just get the ticket. Me myself, if I get a ticket, I am going to fight it. Just because I see taxi drivers there, it's not just us, and not that I am going to try to avoid parking there, but let's face it, I'm only human and I may get in a pinch and just pull up there. But so that's really the only thing I have to talk about. I realize when you start talking and you're by yourself, I've been talking for 7.5 minutes and I got through everything I wanted to talk about. So I don't know. The other guys that are in it, they currently aren't interested in the podcast. I think it would be kind of fun to have a round table. We get going with each other and it gets pretty hilarious. I do like to talk, but obviously it's harder to talk when you are just by yourself. We do have a YouTube page. It's GR Rideshare Adventures. That has all our dash cam videos of shenanigans inside the cab, outside the cab of the car. We did recently just upgrade to some new cameras, so our last 10 or 15 videos are with the new camera, and the ones before that are with an older one that just didn't have the quality that we'd like. We do have a Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter. Just search GR Rideshare. I will add the links in the notes if you're interested in going to there. And if you do go, just please subscribe. If you're not an avid YouTuber, we just would really like the subscriber number to go up. And if you like what you see, comment, give us some tips. We're going to be looking for conversations about rideshare driving. It doesn't matter, for the podcast. So whether it's passenger based or driver based or what you're pissed about or what you'd like to see in the future, or tips, from drivers, just all that shenanigans. So again, it's going to be kind of just a free form, unedited kind of thing. And that's about it. So you can email us at grrideshareadventures@gmail, or our, like I said, our many, many, social media sites. Just search for GR Rideshare Adventures. So 9 minutes and 45 seconds. I almost made it to 10 minutes. So, thanks again. And be careful when you're out on the road. You might get caught by us recording you. That's a terrible ending.